Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
So it's Tuesday and on Saturday, I realized a dream. And I want to share a bit about the story of that dream with you. So I think it might have been maybe three and a half years ago. I went to see Elizabeth Gilbert and Rhea Ilias at the Byron Theatre. And it was an amazing night. I was there with some local friends that I love to bits, mostly B schoolers, and we were sitting in the audience and I was watching Liz Gilbert and Rhea have this chat on stage. They were just sitting there mic'd up and they were having a chat, and I watched it and I just felt with every fiber of my being, I want that. I want to sit on that very stage with friends, share my story, have some really heartfelt conversations with people in the audience, and create something special like Liz and Rhea did. So fast forward a few years and I'm sitting at a table in a restaurant, I think it was Byron Fresh in Byron, with my friend Bronnie Ware, who wrote The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, and Shara Carruthers, and a couple of other girlfriends. And I had just, maybe a month prior, had sat on the stage at a Soul Sister Circle event on a panel and just had felt so at home. It was the most amazing feeling. I'm pretty sure I've done a free flow on this, maybe back in May last year, if you want to check it out. But it was like a homecoming to me. It just felt so amazing. I was in the moment. I was funny. I told my story. It was straight from the heart, or from my soul, really. And it just felt like the most amazing night. And I had been sharing this with the girls. Women. I'm trying to correct myself around that, even though I'm not really sure. Anyway, I was sitting with the women, my good friends, and Bronnie had said, we were all talking about public speaking and how much we loved it. And Bronnie said, how would you feel about doing more of that? And I was like, I definitely want more of that. And she said, well, what about if we put on an event in Byron and we speak? And I was just so excited because yes, let's fucking do that. And the event evolved and we got Marcus Pierce involved from the Wellness Couch. He has the 100 Not Out podcast and the Your Exceptional Life podcast and a stack of others. It's one of the biggest podcast networks in Australia. The founder, I guess. And he also was on one of my eps just a few eps ago, so check that one out. He's funny. He's honestly one of the most delightful human beings I've ever met. And so we got him on board. Bronnie got him on board. And he just brought something else to it. It's been such an honor getting to know that guy. Anyway, we spent months planning this event. And it happened on Saturday. And I was so nervous. I had decided to use it as an opportunity to exercise trust and to step into this version of me, more honor how I want to show up in the world, right? So you might remember back in late August, I did public speaker training. And I found it really uncomfortable because I had to really be seen, which was not what I'm used to, but what I crave, and then I shut down and I don't allow people to actually see me. Oh, the irony. I think we all do that a bit. And what was I saying? About... gosh, this is totally flipped out of my head. Oh yeah, the public speaker training. So, yeah, and so in that, you know, he had some formulas to craft a keynote and was like, it's all about practice and staging, and the whole time I was like, this just doesn't feel like the way that I want to do public speaking, and maybe that means that there's something wrong with me. Maybe because I can't, or I don't want, it's not that I can't, I can, but I don't want to craft a presentation within an inch of its life, because that just puts this incredible amount of pressure. It feels like pressure to me, and I'm not present, because then I'm constantly thinking about what's coming next, have I covered everything, you know. It's just, I want to be fully present when I'm giving a presentation, and I want to speak from the heart and soul. And I think sometimes we're sold that there's one way of doing things, or there's the right way of doing things, and that this approach that I took of trust and not planning and remaining open is somehow lazy or unprofessional or not valuing the audience. But I wanted to do it anyway, because I knew that I had done the work. I know I've done the work. And I just needed to be able to stay present and everything would be fine. And so I stepped into this huge place of trust. I created I ended up creating 3 slides. One I knew that I would talk about eventually, which was above and below the line, which if you've been around here for a long time, you know that I talk about that a lot because it really changed my life. It's like this image of the line, above it is, you know, love, below it is fear, above it is abundance, below it is lack, above it is hero, below it is victim, etc., etc. I'll see if I can chuck an image in the show notes for you. And then I thought, well, just as a backup, in case I get that far, I will stick in the 2 versions of Let It Be on a slide, which you would have heard in F-150, where I shared singing lessons, which was an investment in me being able to be seen and staying present in a performance. So that's all I really had. And of course, I know my story, but I decided just to step onto the stage and let it be just come fully from a place of trust. And I was nervous, but out the back, I did some big belly breathing, which I've really been embracing lately, and oh my God, it's helping so much with my anxiety. And standing behind the curtain, waiting to come out, I was just excited and fully present. And then my song came on, which was Renegades of Funk by Rage Against the Machine, because, you know, I like be a bit of a rebel. So came out to that and just felt amazing. It was a 65-minute slot. And I filled it with value and humour. I made people laugh. I made people cry. I really feel like I did a great job. And I managed to stay present and enjoy every second. I don't even know where the story came from. My mouth was just moving and it was coming out. It was amazing. It really felt like I was home. And I just really guess I wanted to share this because this has been a big process for me. And it's a big, celebration. G'day. Of all of the work that I've done. All of the work that I've done on myself. All of the time I've spent getting to know myself, learning to like myself, and now really fully stepping into trusting myself. And it's paying off. So, I wanted to share this because I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to either start getting to know yourself, but I imagine if you're listening to this, you're already pretty self-aware. But what can you do to get to know yourself better? Is it this? Is it taking time out, carving time out for you to be with you? You know, I've noticed recently that how far I've come. I used to hate being by myself. I would avoid it at all costs. All costs. There was never silence. There was never silence. There was always music going or people around me. I couldn't be in the car with no noise on. And I've just noticed recently I drive without the radio on. Just quiet. And I'm not trying to escape myself. So if you're trying to escape yourself, I want to challenge you to do something to give yourself the space or figure out what it is you're afraid of. Why are you afraid of being alone? Why are you afraid of quiet? And I know that's not the case for all of you. So if that's not the case for you, maybe your exercise is in liking yourself. Do you respect yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you see all the ways that you're divine? Maybe it's time for you to look at that area of your life. Or maybe you need to throw a little trust in the mix and put yourself outside of your comfort zone, allowing yourself to be really seen, knowing that you are enough as you are. So, yeah, that's about it. Now, Carlosophies is going to have a bit of a shake-up. I have decided that I'm a bit over the stories behind success. It started because I wanted to do interviews, but I doubted myself. I doubted my ability to say the right thing at the right time. I was afraid of uncomfortable silences. And now I feel like I'm ready to step into that place and exercise more trust. So I'm going to be shaking stuff up a little. I'm still figuring out exactly what it looks like. So there may be a little transition time, but I want to have really meaningful conversations about meaningful things. Another thing that I want to let you know about is my Patreon. So my Show Up Speak Up tribe, which you're more than welcome to join on Facebook. It's just the group. I think it's facebook.com/groups/Carly Nimmo if you want to join. They asked if they could financially contribute towards Carlosophies. And back in October, I started a Patreon account where you can throw $1, $5, $10, $15, $20, fuck, $100, $1,000, whatever you want to throw my way to help with the production of the podcast. And there are rewards and goals on there. And part of I closed down my mailing list. This was a huge exercise in trust. I closed down my mailing list yesterday and I'm moving. I just felt like I wasn't sure. I just don't like showing up in that space. And I want to feel joy in the places I show up. So my Patreon family, or my patrons, are going to be hearing more from me. I'm doing some mini eps of behind the scenes stuff. So it's the stuff that I've wanted to share here, but haven't quite had the guts to. And some other stuff as well. So there'll be mini apps that are available only to patrons. So if you want to check that out, there'll be a link in the show notes. It's patreon.com/carlosophies. And I would love your support. It really does make a difference, even if it's just a dollar. Anyway, I'm at my car. I've got to put my wet dog, pick him up because he's fucking old. And thanks for splashing me, Bill. And until next week, peace out and trust yourself. Know, like, and trust yourself, people. Okay, bye.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. It really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.